It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Last Sunday, I went to Museum of Contemporary Art on Grand Avenue to see, once again, an amazing retrospective by the major American painter, Kerry James Marshall. First shown in Chicago's Museum of Contemporary Art, then at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, it came here in spring to Los Angeles for its final stop. The exhibition received glowing reviews, which should come as no surprise to those of us who have had the chance to experience the diversity of subjects and theatricality in Marshall's figurative paintings. When I saw it again a few days ago, I was pleased to see the exhibition packed with a very diverse and mostly young crowd. All of the characters in Marshall's compositions are black, and the artist makes you stare deeply into their faces to read their emotions. Whether it's a multi-figured compositions set at an artist studio or at neighborhood beauty school, one slowly becomes aware that Marshall tells his stories through the prism of the Italian Renaissance and art of the Dutch Golden Age. As we know, all good things come to an end, and this great exhibition is closing at the end of this week, July 2nd. So, my friends, hurry up. You don't want to miss it. Another wonderful exhibition that I encourage you to see this 4th of July weekend is Carl André, Sculpture's Place, at MoCA's Geffen Contemporary. There is an interesting tension and lovely dialogue between the museum's industrial architecture and Carl André's exquisitely austere geometric sculptures, often composed of such basic materials as bricks and 2x4s. Can you imagine being in a museum and intentionally stepping on the artwork spread across the floor? Believe it or not, Carl André wants us to walk across his monumental sculpture comprised of hundreds of metal plates. I have to confess that in my first encounter with his sculptures decades ago, I couldn't make sense of them. But after a while, his art with its bricks, figuratively speaking, hit me over the head. And I'm grateful to Carl André for challenging me and opening my mind. Make sure you see this exhibition before it closes on July 24th. Last week, I talked about the major retrospective of Jasper Johns coming from the Royal Academy of Art in London to the Broad here in L.A. in the beginning of next year. This news made me wonder if another great retrospective, this one dedicated to Robert Rauschenberg, will ever make it to Los Angeles. It originated at Tate Modern in London and is currently at MoMA in New York. Then it travels to San Francisco. So I wonder, why did none of Los Angeles museums have the courage and conviction to bring this major exhibition here? Can you imagine reuniting Johns and Rauschenberg, great artists, friends, and lovers, through their exhibition here in Los Angeles? Last weekend, at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, we had a chance to see a new version of the ballet Tchaikovsky, presented by Boris Afeman Ballet Company of St. Petersburg. Originally staged in 1993, the ballet emphasizes the personal drama of this great composer who was a deeply religious person, tortured by his closeted homosexuality. I had the rare chance during the intermission to go behind the curtain where I spoke to Mr. Eifman. He told me that years ago, when the ballet was first performed, there were protests on the streets outside the theater and personal threats made against him. While listening to him, I couldn't help but stare at and snap some photos of the dancers preparing themselves for the second act. Seeing them in this very particular intimate moment reminded me of the privilege of seeing artists rocking and sweating in their studios. It's been Edward Golden with Art Talk on KCRW.